I'm Sean McCormick, and this is Optimal Performance.
All right, let's dive into it. So the purpose of these short episodes is to give you three free hacks to optimize your performance. And as you know, this podcast is usually dedicated to one-hour episodes with interviews from doctors, researchers, authors, thought leaders, people that I just find fascinating. But I want to give you also three free hacks that you can do to optimize your performance. And this week's episode is all about sexual performance. The best part about what I do as a podcaster, bringing information to 94 countries around the world every single week, is that I talk to a lot of people, and I have been interviewing experts for years and years, and I get to pull out key little pieces of information and then relay them to you. And this is one of those examples. So here are three free hacks to optimize your sexual performance. We're going to start with the pelvic floor. Strengthening the pelvic floor. This is an essential part of sexual health, reproductive health, and also as you age, as a way to strengthen a really important part of your body. For those of you who are familiar with, you know, Eastern mysticism and Eastern health, we're talking about the root chakra. This is the red chakra at the very bottom of your chain of chakras, which is basically about survival. Survival through the form of this red root chakra. This is just stay alive. That's what this is. And there is also a bunch of sexual energy that we can use for strengthening performance in all the areas of our life. And this week, we're going to focus on number one, which is pelvic floor. So you can strengthen your pelvic floor in very simple ways. This is for both men and women. The number one most important, most effective way to strengthen your pelvic floor is to do a deep squat. We sit in chairs mostly all day. You're probably sitting right now as you're listening to this. If you're out for a walk, good for you. But when we sit, we deactivate the chain of strength in our trunk. That's like from your upper thighs to your belly button, let's say. And when we sit, we are not exercising or engaging this important part of our body, which is our trunk, this red root chakra pelvic floor. This is for the fellas. And this is your taint, your chode. This is an important place to keep healthy. So how can you strengthen it? One way that's free is to do deep squats. Can you get your ass to grass? Can you be flat-footed and squat your butt all the way down and stay there comfortably? Can you get down there at all? When you get into this practice of doing a deep squat and holding it for 20 seconds, a minute and a half, you are strengthening this pelvic floor. You're activating this red root chakra. Now, I won't get too far into the esoteric or the mystical aspects of strengthening your pelvic floor, but this is where all the action happens. I don't need to tell you. You know, when your mother and I get together, this is where the magic happens. And in order for men and women to strengthen and to keep that pelvic floor healthy, deep squat is the best way to do it. What I would suggest is for each of you is throughout the day, at least once an hour, get out of your chair. It's probably best to take off your shoes and sit into a deep squat. Just feet flat on the floor, butt down. Now, harder if you don't have shoes on. Sometimes if you're just getting started, you can wear your shoes that probably have a big heel on them and try it that way. You can also cheat a little bit in the beginning by stepping on some raised, like a 2x4 or the lip of a doorway or something like that to get into that deep squat. One additional thing, remember to breathe. Don't hold your breath in that place. As you breathe out, as you exhale, you're going to be able to go deeper and deeper into that squat. You're going to tone, you're going to activate, and you're going to strengthen that pelvic floor, which is really, really important for not just energy and sexual energy, but for sexual performance. Just trust me on this one. All right, moving to number two. recently I did a podcast episode with my friend Tyson, and Tyson is an expert in semen retention. Back in November, I did a No Nut November episode with Tyson, number 460, called Semen Retention, No Nut November, and Sexual Biohacking with Tyson Adams. And he is a massive advocate for semen retention. This is a whole, there's volumes and volumes of research and books and theory and philosophy around why it's good to not be ejaculating every day, certainly not to porn. But there is a massive power in this. And what I will do is I'll just break this down really quickly because I want to keep this episode nice and short. Is every time that you ejaculate, fellas, you are releasing stored sexual energy. You are releasing zinc from your body, and then your body has to remake it. And so if you did an exercise or did a, you know, a test of your will, try to go a week without ejaculating. Go try to go a month, maybe longer. When I go back and listen to and think about other episodes that I've done around sexual health, I think about Dr. John Gray. And John Gray, who is the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, I did an episode with him way back in 2020, episodes 294 and 295, Beyond Mars and Venus, Life Hacks and Hormone Hacks with John Gray, and then Boost Testosterone, Have Better Sex and Relationships with John Gray, episodes 294 and 295. I would strongly suggest you go listen to those. And what he says is you should be ejaculating basically once a week. That's the optimal frequency for ejaculation for males. The reason is that we have cycles just like women. And when you keeping it to once a week, you're retaining those minerals, you're retaining that sexual energy, you're retaining that focus. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have sex more than once a week. Go ahead, but test yourself, talk to your partner, and experiment with ejaculation just once a week. You will find your level of focus, your level of drive, and your ability to perform in the bedroom is greatly enhanced just by not ejaculating. Again, this is free. Anyone can do this. And I've been experimenting with this for, man, about a year and a half now. And it works. My level of focus, my level of productivity is really pretty consistent since I'm just ejaculating once a week. Man, that's maybe TMI, but that's what we're here to do. We're here to share. We're here to learn. So experiment with that. I would really strongly suggest that you go back and listen to those episodes that I suggested before. Okay, moving on to number three. The third hack, free hack, for sexual health is Kegels. Kegels. Everyone knows what Kegels are. Women do Kegels. Well, men can do Kegels too. This kind of is in alignment with the pelvic floor strengthening and doing a deep squat to strengthen and activate that part of your body. Here's the thing, and I've talked about this before, but this is massively helpful, is men, usually over the age of 40, get to a point where they lose the strength and control of their ability to not only pee but ejaculate, to control that ability to hold it in. So a lot of guys are waking up at like 3:05 every night in the middle of the night to wake up to pee, which is massively disruptive to your sleep. And I've given my coaching clients and I've given you listeners this information before, but this is what you should do. And women, I would suggest you do this as well. Every time that you urinate, urinate for 5 seconds and then hold it. Stop the flow and hold it for 5 seconds and then finish your pee. What you're doing is you are strengthening that sphincter in your urethra. You're actually holding. Now, that's technically not a Kegel, but you are exercising that sphincter muscle in your urethra to cut off the flow of pee. Work up over time to doing that 3 times every time you pee. So you'll be holding your pee. You pee for 5, hold for 5, pee for 5, hold for 5, pee for 5, hold for 5, and then finish. And what you'll find is that makes you more reliable and more in control of your sexual exploits and your ejaculation when the big day comes. So this is free and you should do it. Now, there are other things that you can do to like massage your perineum, your chode, your taint, fellas. But what this does is this will strengthen this very important sphincter in your body that a lot of guys lose control of. And it really, really works. It helps you stop peeing in the middle of the night, and it makes you more in control of your ejaculation when you're having sex. This stuff works. Okay, so in summation, I'll highlight this real quick. Number one is deep squat to activate and strengthen your pelvic floor. Number two is go try to keep your ejaculation to once a week. Run an experiment and just see how you feel. This is the heart of biohacking, is one N of one experiments to see what works and what doesn't. This really does for everybody, so I should suggest that you do it. And then number three is this pee technique, this urination technique, which helps you strengthen that urethra. All of this will add up to more reliable and a stronger sense of control in the bedroom. All right, that's it for this week. That's three free hacks for sexual performance. I hope you found this useful, insightful. Want to keep these short and punchy. Again, I'm aggregating tons and tons and tons of information all the time from all these thought leaders in the form of this here podcast, and I wanted to give something punchy and short and useful. So experiment with these techniques and enjoy. If you're still listening, thank you very much. I love you. And I mean that. I love you. I am so appreciative of you listening to this podcast, listening to me week after week deliver information to you. This is for you, and it comes from a place of love. So thank you for listening. If this podcast, if you've been listening to me for 2 weeks, 3 years, whatever, 7 years, and you haven't given me a 5-star review and something nice on whatever platform you're listening, it does mean a lot. It actually helps the algorithm. It helps this podcast get to more and more people. So if you feel so inclined, if you feel like, man, you know, today's the day, I'll hook him up. I would really appreciate that. And also share this podcast episode with your lover, share it with your friends, and post it on social media. Tag me on Instagram. I'm Real Sean McCormick. And you can always find me on Instagram or go to my website, seanmccormick.com, and sign up for What's Up Wednesday. What's Up Wednesday is a powerful and impactful email that comes to you every single Wednesday with 5 bullet points. And in those 5 bullet points, it's some health headline, something that has made the headlines that week that I find interesting or I think that's bullshit, and I'll tell you about it. Number two is some discount in the world of biohacking equipment, food, hacks. Number three is a powerful quote that is resonating with me this week. Number four is a link to this week's episode. So whatever this episode is, I'll include it in the newsletter. And then the big kahuna, the provocative aspect of some of the stuff that I do, is a conspiracy. Not a conspiracy theory, but an actual conspiracy that you should know. So if this is interesting to you, it's usually a 4 or 5 minute read. You know, if you're going to open the email and read through it, click on some links, it takes four minutes. Sign up on the website at seanmccormick.com, or just DM me your email on Instagram and I will add you. All right, everybody. Hope you have a great week. Spring is here. Holla! See you on the internet.